Good afternoon. This is All India Radio and I'm Tanvi Taneja with the midday news. The headlines. Process of formation of governments begins in 5 states. Congress set to form government in Chhattisgarh, Madhya Pradesh and Rajasthan. In Telangana, TRS Chief K. Chandrasekhar Rao likely to take oath tomorrow as Chief Minister for the second time. Mizo National Front Chief Zoramthanga stakes claim to form government in Mizoram. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says India ready to provide support to countries in achieving their goals related to health of women, children and adolescents. Both the Houses of Parliament witness adjournments following protests by opposition parties on various issues. Shaktikant Das takes charge as new Reserve Bank Governor. And in Men's Hockey World Cup today, Argentina to play against England and Australia face France in the quarter-finals. Process of formation of governments begins in 5 states after declaration of results of assembly polls yesterday. In Chhattisgarh, after winning clear majority in the assembly elections, Congress has now shifted its focus on forming the government in the state. The process to elect a new leader of Congress Legislature Party will begin this evening. Here's more from our correspondent.
Congress High Command has appointed party veteran Mallikarjun Kharge as an observer for the CLP meeting. The impressive Congress victory after a span of 15 years has brought enthusiasm. However, the party is facing the challenge of accommodating a number of party heavyweights in the new government who have been elected to the state assembly with impressive margin. Meanwhile, Chief Minister Raman Singh has tendered his resignation yesterday following his party's defeat, and Governor has accepted his resignation and asked him to continue in office till formation of the next government. Vikalp Shukla, AIR News, Raipur.
In Madhya Pradesh, the path for Congress forming the government in the state was cleared when Chief Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan resigned from the post, declaring that the BJP was not going to stake claim for government formation. According to the Election Commission, the final tally for the 230-seat Madhya Pradesh Assembly showed Congress with 114 seats, while the ruling BJP came close with 109 in a battle that went to the wire on Tuesday. Here's more from our correspondent.
Speaking to the media persons in Bhopal, Shivraj Singh Chauhan said that we have not got a clear majority, so we will not claim to form the government. After his resignation, senior Congress leader Kamal Nath, Jyotiraditya Sindhia and Digvijay Singh met Governor Anandibhen Patel in the Raj Bhavan and claimed for the formation of new government. Apart from some independent candidates, Bahujan Samaj Party and Samajwadi Party have already announced support for the Congress. Sanjeev Sharma, AIR News, Bhopal.
In Rajasthan, Congress Party has started the exercise to take decision to form government in the state. Newly elected legislature of the party is meeting at the Pradesh Congress Committee, PCC headquarters in Jaipur since morning. Ahead of the meeting, PCC Chief Sachin Pilot told media persons this morning that the issue of deciding the name of the Chief Minister will be taken up smoothly. Party observer Venugopal and state in charge of the party Avinash Pandey are having discussion with newly elected MLAs of the party individually. Telangana Rashtra Samiti Chief K. Chandrasekhar Rao is likely to take oath of Telangana's Chief Minister for the second time at Raj Bhavan in Hyderabad tomorrow. TRS party sources informed this ahead of the legislature party meeting. The party Politburo is meeting prior to the TRSLP meeting in Hyderabad. In Mizoram, Chief of Mizo National Front, MNF, Zoramthanga, is likely to become the next chief minister after the newly elected legislators of the party elected him as the leader of the legislature party last evening. MNF secured 26 seats in the 40-seat assembly in the recently held elections. As per the poll results declared yesterday, ruling Congress has been reduced to 5 seats. Our correspondent reports, preparations are underway in full swing for the formation of MNF's new government and swearing-in ceremony in the state. In Assam, counting of panchayat votes is underway amidst tight security. As per initial reports, the BJP is leading in Zilla Parishad, Anchalik Panchayat members, Gram Panchayat president and member seats. The party has either won or is leading in 750 Gram Panchayat member seats, while Congress is leading or has won in 380 seats. The Assam Gana Parishad has managed to win and take lead in 145 seats. The BJP also takes lead in Anchalik Panchayat member and Gram Panchayat president seats. It is leading at 10 seats for Zilla Parishad members, while Congress is leading at 6 seats and Assam Gana Parishad in 4 seats. The BJP and Assam Gana Parishad fought the Panchayat polls independently. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India stands ready to support its fellow countries in the march to achieving their development goals related to the health of women, children and adolescents. He said these goals should be achieved through skill building and training programs, provision of affordable medicines and vaccines, knowledge transfers and exchange programs. Inaugurating the fourth Partners Forum in New Delhi today, Mr. Modi said India was one of the first countries to advocate focused attention on adolescents and implement a full-fledged health promotion and prevention program for them. Mr. Modi said a lot of interventions are required, from bigger budgets to better outcomes and from mindset change to monitoring. The Prime Minister said health of mothers will determine the health of the children and the health of the children will determine the health of tomorrow. Mr. Modi stressed on partnerships between citizens, partnerships between communities and partnerships between countries. He said goals can be achieved through partnership.
The outcomes of our discussions today will have a great impact on our tomorrow. The Partners Forum vision is in the line with India's ancient wisdom of Vasudhaiva Kutumbakam. The world is one family. It also in line with my government philosophy of Sabka Saath, Sabka Vikas.
Mr. Modi said India's immunization program is being featured as a success story at the forum.
I am pleased to note that India's immunization program, a subject close to my heart, is being featured as a success story in this forum. Under Mission Indradhanush, we reach 32.8 million children and 8.4 million pregnant women over the last 3 years. We have also increased the numbers of vaccines under the universal immunization program from 7 to 12.
The objective of the conference is to improve knowledge, alignment and accountability to accelerate action on women's, children's and adolescents' health. The Ministry of Health, in association with the Partnership for Maternal, Newborn and Child Health, PMNCH, is hosting the two-day international conference. 1,500 participants from across 85 countries are participating in the conference. This is the second time India is hosting the Partners Forum. This is All India Radio giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts. Lok Sabha has been adjourned for the day due to continued protest by opposition parties on different issues. As soon as the House met for the day, members from Congress trooped into the well, raising slogans against the government on the alleged irregularities in the Rafale aircraft deal. They were demanding a joint parliamentary committee probe in the matter. AIADMK members were also trooped into the well against the construction of dam across Kaveri River and to protect the lives of Kaveri Delta farmers, while TDP members raised slogans for giving financial benefits to Andhra Pradesh under the State Reorganisation Act of 2014. Shiv Sena members were also in the well demanding construction of temple in Ayodhya. Amid noisy scenes, Speaker Sumitra Mahajan adjourned the House till noon. The scene was no better when the House reassembled and the Speaker adjourned the House for the day. Earlier, the newly elected members from Karnataka, V.S. Ugarappa and L.R. Shivaram Gowda, took oath of office and secrecy. The House also paid tributes to 11 former members who passed away during the intercession period. The Dam Safety Bill 2018 was introduced in the Lok Sabha today amidst din. The bill provides for surveillance, inspection, operation and maintenance of specified dams for prevention of dam failure-related disasters. Introducing the bill, Minister of State for Parliamentary Affairs Arjun Ram Meghwal rejected the claim that the centre does not have legislative competence to bring such bills. It was Brithahari Mehtab of BJD who objected the introduction of this bill, saying such matters come under the state purview. The Rajya Sabha was adjourned twice today, first till noon and then till 2 p.m., following continued protests by AIADMK and DMK members over the issues concerning farmers in Tamil Nadu. Raising the issue during the 0 hour, the agitating members trooped into the well displaying placards in support of their demand to protect the lives of Kaveri Delta farmers in the state. Despite assurance by Chairman M. Venkaiah Naidu that he would take up all the issues one by one, the members were unrelenting, forcing the adjournment of the House till noon. When the House reassembled, the members again trooped into the well displaying placards in support of their demand to protect the lives of Kaveri Delta farmers in the state. This forced Chairman M. Venkaiah Naidu to adjourn the House till 2 p.m. Earlier, as the House met for the day, Mr. Naidu made an obituary reference to the passing away of the former U.S. President George H.W. Bush. Members in the Rajya Sabha today congratulated their colleague and boxer N.C. Mary Kom for clinching gold in the Women's World Boxing Championship held in New Delhi last month. Making a reference in the House, Chairman Venkaiah Naidu said she has made not only the whole country proud of her achievement, but even the House too. Mr. Naidu also congratulated Sonia Chahal for winning silver medal, Simranjeet Kaur and Lavlina Borgosai for winning bronze medals in the event. The House witnessed thumping of desks by members as the Chairman congratulated scientists, engineers and technicians of the ISRO for the successful launch of India's heaviest communication satellite, GSAT-11. Shaktikant Das today assumed charge as the new Reserve Bank Governor. He replaces Urjit Patel, who resigned on Monday. Finance Minister Arun Jaitley termed Das as a person with the right credentials for the RBI's top job. Former Economic Affairs Secretary Shaktikant Das is the 25th Governor of the RBI. He is a former IAS officer of the Tamil Nadu cadre. The benchmark domestic indices today witnessed gains in the afternoon trade for the second day in a row. The key stocks gained around 1% amid positive global share markets. The Sensex at the Bombay Stock Exchange climbed 348 points to trade at 35,498. The Nifty at the National Stock Exchange was also up 100 points at 10,649 a short while ago. However, the rupee at the forex market weakened 22 paise to 72 rupees and 9 paise against the US dollar in afternoon deals. President Ramnath Kovind has arrived in Yangon on the final leg of his state visit to Myanmar. President Kovind also dedicated a rice biopark, another India-Myanmar friendship project in the same university, which was set up under the mentorship of M.S. Swaminathan Research Foundation. Today, President will lay wreath at the Martyrs Mausoleum and will also visit the famous Shwedagon Pagoda. Later in the evening, he will meet the Indian origin people at a community reception. Sri Lankan Parliament is scheduled to take up a motion expressing confidence in ousted Prime Minister Ranil Wickremesinghe, even as MPs supporting Mahinda Rajapaksa continue to boycott the House. This motion of confidence is to be presented by the MPs of United National Front, UNF, who claim to have support of 117 members in the 225-member Parliament. Meanwhile, the decision of Supreme Court on dissolution of the Parliament is still awaited. The court heard the matter last week and a decision is expected by Friday. On to sports news. The quarter-final lineup of the Men's Hockey World Cup in Bhubaneswar has been drawn. Hosts India, two-time defending champions Australia, Argentina and Germany made a direct entry after topping their pools in the group stage, while England, France, Belgium and the Netherlands have qualified after winning their crossover matches. The last eight stage begins from today. Argentina will play England at 4:45 p.m. while Australia is taking on France at 7 in the evening. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Process of formation of governments begins in five states. Congress set to form government in Chhattisgarh, Madhya Pradesh and Rajasthan. In Telangana, TRS Chief K. Chandrasekhar Rao likely to take oath tomorrow as Chief Minister for the second time. Mizo National Front Chief Zoramthanga stakes claim to form government in Mizoram. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says India ready to provide support to countries in achieving their goals related to health of women, children and adolescents. Both the Houses of Parliament witness adjournments following protest by opposition parties on various issues. Shaktikant Das takes charge as new Reserve Bank Governor, and in Men's Hockey World Cup today, Argentina to play against England and Australia face France in the quarterfinals. And with that, we end the midday news.